The agenda with Mr. Henry Blatnick and Mr. Dorrington, please do a roll call.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Weasel.
Here.
Commissioner Fritz-Hoppus.
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda on this work session?
No changes, sir.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Weasel.
Yes.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Fritz-Hoppus.
Yes, and thank you so much, Mr. Blatnick. Welcome to the Board of County Commissioners on this special work session to talk about the plaque that you and I have been speaking of. So welcome once again. Please introduce yourself and then tell us what you're seeking to present to us today.
Hi, I'm Henry Blatnick. I know Mr. Lopez. I think he was one of my students a long time ago.
Probably.
I would like to know more about that later on, sir.
He was a nice, sweet young man. And I've met Mr. John Camp. I talked to him on the phone, and I talked to Mr. Lopez there a number of times. And I've met Mr. Hawes, and he asked me how long I've been in the neighborhood. And I says, I'm a new guy. I've only been here for 71 years.
Very good. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
So the reason I came in is I noticed you have a sign down there, and it has the veterans of World War II, and it's where it's located. It's not readable because you can't see the names on it unless you stand at certain angles. And I would like to get the commissioners to donate it to the Veterans Hall at Primero School. Now, the reason behind that is, one, when that sign was made, whoever donated it to the county did not give it to the school because the schools belong to the CFNI. The CFNI had a policy. They give no buildings to anybody. They would tear them down. So if there was a school, they tore it down. They didn't give any of the property to anyone. Even the houses were moved or torn down. And I lived in Segundo, and I know that for a fact because they tore down all my houses or moved them. And they moved some to La Junta, some to by Monument Lake, some to Colorado Springs, and they're all over the state. And they're in Trinidad, they're quite valuable. The houses up on 7th Street, were all from Los Alamos. They were donated by the federal government to the schools, and some people could buy them. And they sold probably as little as $25. They're something more, I think. But the reason I'm here is I would like to have the commissioners authorize moving that to the Veterans Hall of Primero so it can be home, because those men are all from the Bridgert mine area back in the 40s, and they were World War II veterans. And to put their names up there, someone has to request it and verify that that individual is part of the community at that point in time. And some of these people are long gone. My father, who would be 101 years old today, is a World War II veteran, and his name's not on the plaque because he wasn't here at that time. So I know the plaque's been there for at least 70 years.
Mr. Blackman, we have a photo of the plaque. Is that right on the screen?
Yes.
Is that the one that you're referring to?
Yes, that's the one I'm referring to.
And you are making mention that every one of those names were from pretty much that district.
Yes, your district.
Yes.
Yes. They were all from there, because for them to have their names on there, they had to be.
Mr. Blatnick, thank you. And I hope I was a good student back in the day.
You were.
Do you have any history of who and why, or I mean, we know why it was donated here. You mentioned that because at school they couldn't, they tear it down or.
Right.
Do you know who that went to and who donated to the county?
I would imagine if my thinking is with the UNWA.
UNWA, okay.
That's my thinking on it.
Commissioners, I did check with Bob Patero of the UNWA and he was not aware that they would have donated that, but of course Bob probably, I'll be trying to be politically correct, probably wasn't alive in the 40s if indeed that's what his plan was donated.
He wasn't.
But he wasn't aware of.
His father or his uncle's name's on there.
And you know, one thing that I, you and I have spoken a couple of times on this whole thing, about a month ago, there was a family from Denver, a little bit longer than that. They were from Denver, they live in Soapers. And they came in there and were taking a lot of interest on that plaque. And so we had a conversation and one of the comments to me, basically what a central place to have it. So I was thinking about thinking out loud. And again, we don't know, I think that the question that Commissioner Luis Lopez has is we need to know how was it donated and what would it take even to create a replica of that to have one, because a lot of the people frequent the courthouse.
Right.
And maybe you're right, the location with the glass and the reflection, all that might be perhaps not proper, but I like to see, you know, the college used to have a bronze casting type thing or casting. What would it take to actually have one there and have one here? We have hopefully the original there. Would that be something that you would consider?
Well, I'm not in charge of anything. You know, my brother's name is going to go up there because he was killed in Vietnam. A classmate of mine was killed in Vietnam. His name's going to go up there because we are still around and we know these individuals that served in Vietnam in the time frame. And they're the only two from up there that died in Vietnam. Now, I'm sure there are some Korean veterans that, you know, my uncle was a Korean War veteran. I can trace my family heritage back to the Revolutionary War. I had a great-great-great-grandfather that fought in the Revolutionary War. And I can trace someone in my family that's been in every war up until Vietnam, except for the Spanish-American War. There's no one in my family that fought in the Spanish-American War. My father was in World War II. My grandfather was in World War I. My great-great-grandfather was in the War of 1812. My great-great-grandfather died in a Confederate prison war camp in 1864. So, yeah, I can trace
the great history of your family and the service they provided.
My cousin did this. I didn't do it.
Wow. Well, a couple of other comments, and I agree with Commissioner Felix Lopez about maybe we investigate and maybe a possible replica, but maybe one step needs to happen before we do that, if we take it down the wall and see if there's anything written on the back. You know, and I think that has to be happening through maintenance. There might be some sort of indication on the back of it, and then from there we can do further research. Here's my dilemma. I think you're probably right, which by more than right, that it should belong in the Primero, in District 1 of Commissioner Felix Lopez's district, for those Frederick mines being up in that area. However, very hard for me to go ahead and say, yeah, let's do it without getting or doing some investigation and homework of who donated the county, and then getting their approval if they are still around, or putting it out to the consensus of the UNWA and other people that were part of this, the mining community at that time. So I think, for me, I just need some more investigation before I think we could, and it's not an agenda item today, so we can't even consider making a move on it, but I think for me, if we do some more homework on it, take it off the wall, have our main staff take a look at it and see maybe there might be something drafted on the back, who knows, of where it came from. And then from there, for me, I'd feel more comfortable moving forward.
And I like the alternative that Mr. Lopez made, make a copy of it and send it to Primero, because, you know, one of my students recommended that they made, that they named it Veterans Hall for the simple reason that
the veterans.
We have a lot of veterans from right there. And, you know, people don't realize, you know, I'm a veteran, I graduated from there. And I taught there for 12 years. So, you know.
And even if a replica cast types carving can't be done, Frank's Images does a great job of replicating these types of things through photography. And for him, so there's options for us to look at of getting probably a replica of some sort, either to keep here or vice versa.
Okay. That would work well for me.
Okay.
And I talked to the superintendent of Primero, and he...
I think he spoke to us about it before too, didn't he, or no? Was it, somebody has.
Yeah, there were some others.
Some others that have mentioned it before in the past.
Well, I put the word out. I've been trying to do this for 5 years.
Okay.
And I talked to Mr. Dornkamp probably 5 years ago.
Okay.
And,
well, it's okay with you. We do some homework and
sure.
And then get back with you.
Sure, that's great. Thank
okay.
you. I appreciate
you've
it.
Got our numbers, and we'll be in contact with you. But I want to say thank you so much for coming to us. And I think there's possibilities. And right now, even the frame that we would put her in, give it some honor, and then we would even when. We could get to that point, just have a ceremony out there to recognize.
Cool.
Through our veteran service officer, Mr. Ray Oro. He does an amazing work with the local troops, so incredible. So,
yeah, one way or the other is probably long overdue. So,
well, you know, if you go down to the memorial down in at the corner there by the railroad tracks, you're going to see all the Vietnam veterans that served from this area. And they're on etched in stone, so there's no way that, you know, anyone can be different. And, you know, my father's name's not on any of those. And yet he was very, you know, he tells stories. He used to tell me stories. And I have a flash drive of him telling stories about how he survived World War II.
And Mr. Odom can, if you speak with him, could possibly assist you in getting your father recognized at one of our upcoming ceremonies, which he's done a great job doing, recognizing current and deceased World War II veterans. We don't have any World War I's left, but
no.
We had a couple World War II at our last ceremony, so. Yeah.
Yes, I made a couple at the
veterans luncheon that we had.
Yes, veterans luncheon. And I'd like to speak to him one of these days. But they want me to write a speech, and I don't write speeches. Well, I just put down a few.
Put it down, jot down some notes.
I just jot down notes and look at them, and, you know, because I want to speak to the people, not to read it off of a page.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Blatnick. Well, thank you so much, and really appreciate you bringing that to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Texting the guy.
Thank you, Henry.
Down,
see, he's already working on it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mr. Haas? Or should I say Mr. Lopez?
No, no. Well, we're Lopez, Lopez, or Haas.
No, I told him that, you know Tom Schultz, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know Tom Schultz? Tom Schultz was playing golf. He was playing with a bunch of Hispanics. So they adopted him and they changed his name to Zamora.
Thank you, sir.
You are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn, yes?
Yes.
Oh, may I say something?
Sure.
You're going to fly the American flag in here and the American flag, you need to raise the American flag up higher.
Oh, there we go.
Because they should be the same height.
There we go.
So you can make a little podium.
We just cut the bottom of this up a little bit.
Well, you can make a little podium and set it on top.
We just cut a couple inches off.
There you go.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Henry.
You're welcome. And Mr. Lopez, you were a good student.
Appreciate it, Henry. I took a bite out of these mixed nuts in my life, patch me. I didn't really have chili powder on them. I was coughing up the storm. So what the hell?
You know what I want to do, since we're going to make, I want to ask the students at the college. can actually do the graphic design. They can come and take a good photograph and try to recreate that in fact. The prison has some of the most talented graphic designers anywhere.
That do artists?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Great paint artists.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Ray to kind of take a look at that project, and this has been coming to hit that amazing.
Yeah, maybe it is time, but again, you know, without it being identified properly, it's kind of difficult for us to do.
It is. Let's go retire.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't have to come tonight. It's just a moment.
Let's go retire.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe then going in the morning, because that's when we're meeting with you guys directly.
For the breakfast, yeah. And I plan on going in the morning. It should be at 7:30, but I didn't register, so. Go ahead and have
What are we supposed to?
I don't know. Were we supposed to register for breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't register.
No, by going and go online. You guys have a just click in there.
They go online for tomorrow morning?
No.
No. Go online.
You go online to register if you want to have breakfast. That's what they do.
Oh, okay.
But since Tony, I don't think Tony's going to make it tomorrow.
No.
I don't think I got the email. I think they just said.
I got the email, but it said the deadline was.
Okay.
The deadline was Friday, decided.
No, go anyway.
I'm going to go anyway. Just what they're going to make planning.
Did you forward that to me by chance?
I did.
Okay.
I did. If anything.
But yeah, I don't think you need to be there tonight, Phil.
Tonight's public, right?
Yeah,
that's your team. Tonight's their monthly meeting. They're just holding it here. That's all. It's nothing for Trinidad. I mean, it's
If not, I'll just show up. Tell them I'm during the party. If I can get everything done tomorrow morning,
put these mints in my drawer. These are good when I get sleepy.
All right, I told him to take the flag down, see if there's anything on the back, and cut that pole off some.
You know what? And whatever he cuts, have him throw at the bottom of that other one. You know what I'm saying?
To erase it?
Yeah, to erase it a little bit more. So, lower one.
They got a joint right there. I guess we really should have.
See what I'm saying here? If he cuts 2 inches of that, have it thrown on that end, and then that raises it.
Okay, guys, see you in a couple hours.
Stay up there, yes. Check your email, I'll send that to you again.
All right, I'll just show
you.
Heck, you know what? This is easy enough.
Yeah, it's what, a chop site, 6 inches off or so.
Yeah. I was a Mount Carmel. The Colonel came in one time, they rented this place, they were at a wedding. Boy, he said,